May I speak, and may we all hear your word, your truth, your light and love this morning, Lord. Amen. We're all very familiar with the parable of the Good Samaritan from our Gospel reading. Indeed, it's very well known as a good moral story, urging people to help others, whoever they are. It's often used as a lesson about the wickedness of racial and religious prejudice, lessons as pertinent today as ever. May I encourage you to continue to engage with the issues and material on racial justice and equality that the parish is putting out and elsewhere to be better informed and effective in our anti-racism work. Most of what I've read is on Kindle, but I do have a little pile of books. There are a pile of books that live here in the office. I might bring them out in case anybody would be interested in borrowing one. There's also a couple of things coming up. I know in October, a racial justice pilgrimage on a Monday, I think it's the 16th of October, you'll hear about it later, around London, and an event which Adjoa Ando is interviewing Robert, I'm sorry, I wasn't prepared for this notice. Anyway, watch out for some more things coming up about racial justice. But biblical scholars say that even more was at stake in this conversation between Jesus and the lawyer. At that time, the hatred between Jews and Samaritans had already gone on for hundreds of years, and it's still reflected today, tragically, in the ongoing violence between Israel and Palestine. The suffering goes on, and we continue to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, as Jesus commanded. One organization working for justice and peace there is the Amos Trust. I commend them to you, but of course there are many. In Jesus' day, both sides claimed to be the true inheritors of God's promises to Abraham and Moses. Both sides, therefore, regarded themselves as rightful possessors of the land. Even today, some Israelis will choose not to travel from Galilee to Jerusalem through the West Bank in case that risks violence. And in exactly the same way, most first century pilgrims making the same journey would prefer, as Jesus himself did, to travel down the Jordan Valley to Jericho and then turn west up the hill to Jerusalem. It was much safer. But still not completely safe. The desert road from Jericho to Jerusalem had many turns and twists, and robbers could lurk out of sight in the hills, ready to strike. A lonely traveller was an easy target. And when he was left half dead, those who went by couldn't tell if he was dead or alive. Jewish passers-by wouldn't want to risk ritual impurity by touching a corpse. Better to remain aloof and preserve their purity, even at the cost of their obedience to God's law of love. So the lawyer wants to know who counts as neighbour. For him, God is the God of Israel, and neighbours are Jewish neighbours. But for Jesus, Israel's God is the God of grace for the whole world, and a neighbour is anyone in need. Jesus' telling question at the end isn't asking who the Jewish pilgrim regarded as his neighbour. He asked instead who turned out to be the neighbour of the half-dead Jew lying on the road. Underneath the important moral lesson, go and do likewise, is the challenge to recognise the God of Israel as the God of the whole world and his grace for all humankind. Bishop Tom Wright says in his commentary, "What is at stake, then and now, is the question of whether we will use our God-given revelation of love and grace as a way of boosting our own sense of isolated security and purity as God's people, or whether we will see it as a call and challenge to extend that love and grace to the whole world." God's love and grace for the whole world. I wonder, where do I imagine myself in the parable of the Good Samaritan? Who do I identify with in the story? To to the teacher of the law, the wounded man was a subject to discuss. To the robbers, the wounded man was someone to exploit and use. To the religious men, the wounded man was a problem to be avoided. To the innkeeper, the wounded man was a customer to serve for a fee. To the Samaritan, the wounded man was a human being, worth being cared for and loved. To Jesus, people like all of them and all of us were worth dying for. To Jesus, people like all of them and all of us were worth dying for, that we might be reconciled to God, know his love and mercy, and live loving God and others as we celebrate at Holy Communion this morning. And so let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your wonderful love and grace for each one of us and for the whole world. Help us to really love and care for others, whoever they are, wherever they are. Give us new opportunities to do that today and this week, and help us to take them. In Jesus' name, amen.